This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. There's the moon. Stars in the sky. It's all right. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's stay on track here. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. In a world where we have routines every day, we do this program at the same time. And most of you listen to it at the same time, but you don't have to. You can, if you're on your way to work and you're listening to it then, that's great. And then when you come home, you can listen to it again, because if you go to gooddayshow.com, you'll find the program repeats itself as if you couldn't get enough at one time. You can get enough later on. It's amazing how many people create a routine for themselves, and it works. So they listen. The average time spent listening to this program is about 40, 45 minutes at a time. So, but there are some people who listen to the whole thing. It's really amazing. And I that's kind of a feather in our caps that people spend as long. This program, I remember when we first started, when I really started looking at this sort of stuff, you'll appreciate this, Jennifer, when we were, all of us that were at KABC then left because the new ownership came in and everybody that was on KABC got fired. And we went, most of us, to KRLA. Which is the call letters of the station you're on now, except it wasn't on the spot on the dial. It belonged to CBS at the time. And so the fellow who was general manager decided he wanted to make, we'll take all these guys from KABC and we'll put them on KRLA. So we all were there, and they happened to have taken the national program over there instead of the local program. And so the fellow who was program director showed me how to read some of what they call the overnights. And so it was pitted. We were on the station from, because it's live. I'm on now live. It's 10 past 4 in Los Angeles, where Jennifer and I are on live. And when we were looking at the numbers, this is the repeat hour of George Norrie. So the numbers, he had more listeners, a lot more listeners, but people spent a lot more time listening to me. Not only he had been on at that time, flame at that point in time, I think 3 or 4 years after Art Bell got off, but it was just interesting to look at the numbers and how much time people would spend listening. It was like 14 to 18 minutes listening to George Norrie, and it was 45, 50 minutes, an hour. So I think that means that we have interesting things going on here. I hope that's the case anyway. And so we dig into this amazing world that we call the world. It is an amazing world. I was looking at the story of Hazel Matulis, who is 6 years old, the youngest person to ever climb Mount Everest.
Wow.
What parents?
She should get up there.
Well,
that's
sure, were their parents. Right? 6 year old, this guy, a fellow named Lada, Douglas Lada, took his 6 year old daughter on the hike. It's an 80-mile trek. By the time you go up, it's 70,600 feet above sea level, and the standard round trip is 80 miles long. And I just can't imagine, never mind what goes on, you know, how it gets, the air is so thin and stuff, but there are also, I've heard from people who go up and down the mountain, blisters, leeches, muddy trails. And
but are they actually summiting it, or are they going to base camp?
Which no,
is still
going up.
People have to train even just to get to base camp.
Yeah, well, according to this that I'm looking at, this kid went all the way up. So, God love him. Unbelievable. Okay. Yes. Yesterday, that sounds like the December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. So, I got to get this straight. On the Sunday Meet the Press program, there was a discussion about whether Trump's comments was the appropriate, he vowed there would be a bloodbath if he's not reelected. So when I saw that originally, I went kind of cuckoo because I thought,
like everybody else,
how dare he say. So I wanted to get this into context because I'm certainly no apologist. just, I don't feel like I have to be an apologist for Trump. Jennifer sometimes thinks she is or has to be, but I don't.
That's so insulting when you say stuff like that.
I know.
There's
I'm
no apologist. People should be apologizing for getting it wrong.
Well,
over
but,
and over
but
and over
he
again.
Creates the scenario.
Of course, so, he does it on purpose.
I know he does. So
he plays
anyway.
The media, and what do? Hook, line, and sinker. They drop right in.
All right. So, James, you have the context. You have the whatever he said in the context in which he said it. Okay. So I would like to not rely on what somebody else said. The reason I mentioned Meet the Press is because these guys took it and played with it, as you were discussing, Jennifer. They take it and they strip it and they fiddle around with it. And
so he's rallying over the weekend. Fake. He makes a comment. People go bananas, including former directors of the FBI go bananas about this comment that was taken out of context is how they
Use it. All right. Yeah. What he was talking about. Well, let's see if we can put it. How long is the clip, James?
About 50 seconds.
All right. So let's play. This is Donald Trump and the now infamous reference to a bloodbath.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected... Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Does that make sense? I don't think you're going to have another election in this country. If we don't win this election, I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. And we better get out, or we better... I actually say that the date... Remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country. I believe that.
Okay. That's because it's my birthday, not because it's the election day.
That's factual.
See? Yes, another reason to like Trump. He just told the world that your birthday is very special.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you can take that any number of ways. I'm betting he didn't really think it through, because I'm not sure he thinks a whole lot of stuff through as to what the ramifications. He just says what's on his mind. That's what he does. He just says whatever is there, just blurts it out. So was he talking about an economic bloodbath? Was he talking about a literal bloodbath?
He was talking about for the auto industry, if you listen to that. And he's right, because you've got so many EV regulations that are coming down from the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. You've got the Chinese auto plant, so your workers are going to be going over to Mexico, and they're going to be Chinese and Mexican. They're not going to be American. So I think what he's talking about, anybody I think who was listening to that critically knows that he meant it in the context of the auto industry.
But if you don't know that he's, but you, if you don't think it through, see, that's the point. Yes, you thought it through. I wanted to hear the whole context of it, because when I initially heard it, I went bananas. I said to, last night I was talking to myself, I'm looking at this and looking at things we're going to talk about today. I said, wait till I get a hold of Jennifer on this one. And so, you know, because I didn't hear the full contextualizing.
But most people don't. That's the thing.
No,
most
people
aren't hearing the full statement in context, because a lot of places are cutting out the fact that it's about the auto industry. And I found, when you listen to the whole thing, the comment that kind of was like raising flags with me, and because it's kind of fear-mongering, but at the same time it holds maybe a little bit of truth, is where he speaks on, if he doesn't win this election, there will never be another election. Or, like, we run the risk of something like that. And I think there's already some level of truth and fears in people's minds that the elections are already, not even just this time, but the elections already, there are some underground things going on.
Yeah, right. A lot of it, in fact. So, and then with the additional AI stuff, that's being the AI-enabled tools that are turbocharging the spread of false information about the 2024 election, you don't need Trump for that. You need this; it's just there, and everybody's got their, I suppose, their tin foil on, and it's just I find this stuff is extraordinarily dangerous. I think he's right. If we think about it that way, we are having so many people trying to influence the election. And then you look at the people who are running, and that's a danger right there. How did it get to the point where these two guys are the ones that seem to be the most prominent, even though now back in the polls, excuse me, looking yesterday at the L.A. Times, there was a poll in which they included Kennedy. And more, like it or not, excuse me, sorry, the depending on who he chooses for his running mate, and this I suppose holds true, all of them, Biden is being urged not to keep Kamala Harris for any number of reasons.
And he's already committed to her, hasn't he?
I don't know, maybe he has,
committed,
I'm just telling you.
She's running, and she's extremely unpopular, but he'd have a hard time getting rid of her because the Democrat Party plays politics. I mean, plays identity
literal.
Politics.
Literal. And then, so Trump, who's he going to pick? That seems to be a mystery. And then there's Kennedy, and who's he going to pick? He's going to pick people. He's going to pick from a list of people who are very well known, not necessarily just for their political stripes.
Well, now I've heard a new rumor over the weekend. Did you guys hear the Nicole Shanahan rumor, I think is her name?
Who?
Exactly. So, exactly the point.
Okay.
So, Nicole Shanahan's been trending. So, I don't think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Well, I think that was a kind of a play at the media, trying to get some attention.
What about Jesse Ventura?
I don't know. He's on the short list, but one of the people that follows his campaign very closely that I follow on Instagram, House and Habit, says that the odds-on favorite is now Nicole Shanahan, who's a tech lawyer and doesn't have much political experience, but she donates a lot of large sums to Democratic candidates, and she's donated a ton to Kennedy. So she was actually married to the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin, and that's who it might be.
Interesting. All right. Well, the world is full of interesting things, and that's what we're talking about here on Good Day, 18 past the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. The presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend. The Pet Show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has...
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
After the hour now, social media time on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner looking at the Supreme Court. This is sometimes when we're focused on social media, I like to get away from the trending things like the top 10 trenders. Yeah, that's always interesting, little gossip and that sort of thing. But this is a pretty there's an important decision to be made here. The Supreme Court says it's going to decide if the White House went too far fighting social media misinformation. And the example that's given, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suggesting that the reason that Hank Aaron died in 2021 is because he got a COVID shot. And the Biden folks went after him and that sort of thing because it was misinformation. Who says it's misinformation?
Well, and also they coordinated with Google quite a bit, and they coordinated with Twitter before Elon Musk to take down people and to mark people, ban people who were questioning the vaccine beyond, I mean, even just everyday people, which was pretty frightening.
Right. So what is the Supreme Court's role? What's the Supreme Court being asked to do here? What's the case? Because they never take anything, you know, you don't start at the Supreme Court, you end up at the Supreme Court. And so the boundaries question that has come from many, the White House says this was misinformation and it has no business being on social media. Well, who are they to decide that? I guess that would be my question. Law being what it is, these are private enterprises and we continue to, there's a blur here. I mean, there's no love lost between me and those two worms that run Google and that no good SOB that runs Facebook and Instagram. But, you know, still and all, we have this conversation. The reason that I'm frustrated is because we keep having the same conversation and there doesn't seem to be a resolve to it. Mm-hmm. Is there? What's the resolve here? If the Supreme Court says, yeah, it is misinformation or it says it isn't, somebody will still figure out a way. It's kind of like with a tax law. The IRS says, okay, this is illegal. You can't take that deduction anymore. And 5 minutes later, a bunch of good, smart accountants have come up with a way around it.
This and was so, actually brought on by doctors who actually took the case out. Like it was the American College of Physicians, I think, who've done something to try to move this up through the court so that the Supreme Court will decide whether or not it was a First Amendment violation to strike down all those people who were talking about COVID and COVID vaccines.
And what's their point of view on it? That's news to me from that aspect. What is the College of Physicians would probably support the fact that the COVID vaccine was good and you shouldn't be talking negatively about it, right?
They actually were taking aim, this particular group, it looks like, were taking aim at what the White House did. They said there's countless statements that are at best problematic and at worst flat-out disinformation causing harm to patients. And she said, we've all taken care of somebody who's died from the flu. Now we've all taken people who've died from COVID. Biden administration, using social media, has caused people to take down posts that include misinformation about vaccines, COVID pandemic, and the 2020 election, among other things.
So are they supportive of the White House doing that, or are they saying we should have free speech?
Seems like they may be talking about free speech. But
that's what I thought, listening to you.
Why can't they just still continue to flag things like they've been, where society, we misinterpret opinion for fact all the time,
yep.
But people should still be able to share their opinions. And I know that you see a lot of things on social media where it will be flagged, like, this was not factual, or there's nothing in the news that states this as true, but they still allow people to post what they want to post. There's a
Murphy versus Missouri that is at the center of this.
It just is very confusing. And at the end of the game, at the end of the day, the game is, in many instances, to present misinformation. And that goes back to what we were talking about the presidential election and all of the hacking that's going on and artificial intelligence. It's a worrisome time, frankly. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of 4 bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
You can't keep me cooped up in here, okay? I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
Okay, who wants to explain that?
It's from the movie The Other Guys. Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. It's a comedy. It's a police officer comedy. Doug, I think you actually might like that one.
Really? I'm interested in the Mark Wahlberg movie that's out now about the dog. That premiered this weekend. It's called King Arthur. And the dog's name is Arthur, and it's about... It kind of reminds me of the story we were talking about, this six-year-old who climbed up on Mount Everest. Here's this group of people that are out on some kind of... I'm paraphrasing from what I gathered looking at the film's, you know, the overview of the film, the preview. And so he is out on some kind of a race, and it's an endurance race, and the dog comes along and finds faster, but the dog stays up with him, apparently. I don't know, it just looks like kind of a nice family movie. I took Miles on Saturday afternoon to see Kung Fu Panda. Now, anybody who knows me...
Cute.
Yeah, well, this one... So, Miles said, Gramps, can we go to the movies? Because he's only been once before in his life, and it was one of these other kung fu movies. And he's like 9, you know, going on 10, so is he old enough for this stuff? And his mother said, yeah, I guess it's okay. So I took him to the movie, and he loved it, but he's watching me. He could, you know, I'm sitting there.
Oh, gauging your reactions.
Oh, my God.
As fun as he is.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so I don't know how it did. It'd be interesting to see what Chucker tells us about how it did at the box office.
Those are huge movies.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But there's so much violence in them. And they think it's, you know, it's cartoon, sort of literally cartoon violence. But the stories are all the same as any other movie. The bad guys and the good guys and, you know, who are the... I don't know. I found it to be less... I took him because he wanted to go, and we thought it would be harmless, and he liked it. But he said to his mother, Gramps didn't like it at all, Mom. Gramps didn't like it. You know, I don't know.
Like it at all?
Yeah, it was just, it was at first, you know what, what I like best about it is I bought some popcorn for the first time. Usually the AMC popcorn is awful. At least when I go to the AMC theater in my hometown of Framingham, and the popcorn's terrible there, so I don't get it anymore. But I decided I'd try it because it smelled good when you walked into the theater, right? You walk in and you smell it, and let's try some. So it was actually good. That's what I enjoyed most, other than Miles and his company. He's sitting right next to me, and he leans over, Gramps, how you doing? And so then we got the popcorn, and I enjoyed the popcorn. But, hey, listen, I suppose a good thing. And why did I bring that up? Because, I saw the trailer for the Wahlberg movie when we were in there. And I just wondered how you think the Panda movie is probably number one this weekend. We'll find out with Chucker. Here, speaking of things that happened this weekend, a woman celebrated her 103rd birthday in a home with a party that she said was full of joy. Now, you'll have to explain this to me. It was a rave-themed party. What is a rave-themed party? This is something connected to, it looks like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to make a judgment here. I just saw this and I thought, isn't it sweet? I feel like Willard Scott sometimes, you know, when he used to, on the weather on the Today Show, he would report somebody's 100th birthday or whatever it is. So what is this?
I mean, it's like rave inspired. So neon and black lighting and things that glow in the dark and some oomps, 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 oomps kind of music.
So it's like going to a disco. Is that kind of?
Yeah.
Well, a disco in modern day, though.
Oh, okay.
With a lot more drugs. Different kinds of drugs, maybe.
Good to know. And she's 103. Maybe that's how she got there. Some people that use drugs think that that helps them live longer. I don't know that I would subscribe to that, but at any rate, okay. That seemed to have fallen on kind of... That story went over like a thud, mostly because I didn't focus on the fact she was 103.
Yeah,
because
I think that's awesome. Good for her. And she's still loving life.
Would you like to hear some of the music that's played at raves?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Right. Sounds like just my scene. Okay.
Kiss and blow sticks.
Super. Can we keep going now? Happy birthday to this lady anyway, who's 103. Did we get her name out of the story? I'm trying to figure out what her...
Or do we want to know why she wanted a rave theme?
Her name is Vera Sack.
Vera. Happy birthday, Vera! This is the Good Day program, 39 minutes after the hour. The Marine Corps announced this past weekend they are going to alter the dress code for women. Ladies, the bottom line here, really the bottom line, is that ladies in the Marine Corps will no longer be required to wear pantyhose.
Welcome to 2023.
Finally.
Huh?
First we could vote, and we don't have to wear pantyhose.
So right. Why in the world would the Army get into that much detail? Do they tell guys you have to wear boxers or briefs? If you're in the Marine Corps, do they tell you what kind of hosiery you have to... apparently they did for women anyway, but... do men have to wear a certain type of underpants? Is this the equivalent of that? Pantyhose is sort of like, do you wear underpants?
First, I'm sure that there probably are rules about what you can and can't wear under your uniform for men. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that's probably true because you can't have big, bulky underwear. It would restrict your movement. So I would imagine that there are probably those rules. But I would also
Jennifer, would you like to explain how it would restrict your movement?
No, I wouldn't actually.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for asking.
If you don't know by now.
Yeah,
if you don't know, you don't know. You don't see a lot of Marines with like saggy boxer shorts coming out their back end. So I'm pretty sure that they probably have some kind of requirement. But I would also say that if there are women who are wearing like the skirt with the jacket, that they'd probably have to wear pantyhose underneath. And that's just like old time. That's what it was.
That's what the rule was. If there was a skirt, then there had to be pantyhose and it had to be, you know, skin tone harmonizing. But now it's optional. So it's not like women had to wear pantyhose under their pants. It was more like the skirts thing. But now it's optional. It's not mandatory. It's no longer mandatory.
Women make up 5% of the Marine Corps. I'd like to meet some of them. It's got to be tough to be in the Marine Corps, right? I think there's something to women being in the service. I think it's kind of cool. I've always thought that was the case. But we're so behind the eight ball. The Israeli army is made up of 51% women. Do you know that? 51% of the women, of the people fighting right now in Gaza are women.
But don't they require service?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, everybody, so then of course 50% is going to be...
Universal conscription. Yeah, but it's still interesting. I find it interesting. I also found out this weekend that Joe Biden's campaign this past week raised $53 million. Or actually, this is for the month of February. And so that is about 10 million more than Trump raised, I think, Jen. Do you have numbers as to how much Trump has taken in?
The problem is that Trump has, I don't have exact ones in front of me, but Trump has raised a ton of money, but he's also used a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And Biden, I think, has the most money.
He's using it to fight his legal battles.
And then Biden has the most money that of any candidate, if you can believe this. There are a lot of rich, dumb people out there. I don't understand it, but he's got the most money that any candidate like has ever had in his war chest, which is insane because he probably, and I'm not even like trying to be overtly political, but like you think Obama was a little more exciting than Biden was. You would think of Democrat candidates. There were other people that were like a little more exciting than Biden, but he's got a lot of cash. So
yeah, that's true.
Obviously, whatever they're doing, it's working.
Okay, a couple of things. What brought me back around to thinking about baseball was our discussion a moment ago about women in their pantyhose. And my mind went immediately to the new uniforms the baseball players are wearing. Have they modified those yet, or are they still going to stick with the stuff that these, you can see everything?
I hope not. I hope they just really let it go for the season. If you don't know, the baseball pants are see-through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. All right. So where are we? I think next week, next weekend, not this weekend coming up, but next weekend, the first games of the season. Correct?
Well, the first game of the season is actually, I think it's Wednesday, and it's the Dodgers against...
Wednesday.
No, this Wednesday. It's a weird thing.
This Wednesday?
So just follow along because it's weird. Admittedly weird. So the Dodgers are in Seoul, Korea right now playing over there. And the games they've played are exhibition games. But on Wednesday, the Dodgers will square off against the Padres for the very first season game. And then they come back and do more exhibition games and then restart the season next week, as you said. So it's kind of weird because there will be the first regular season game this week, but then they go back to exhibition and then start the season again.
All right.
But only
so
for the Dodgers and the Padres.
Got it.
That's
all
interesting.
Right.
Weird,
March,
right?
Madness, 68 teams, men's college basketball tournament. They've all been revealed. The defending champion is the University of Connecticut. Which takes the top seed. And let's see here. Who else is in this? Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. So what's going on in the women's bracket, though? Do you know either of you, Jennifer or Jay?
I don't pay attention. No, I don't.
I thought you used to have a thing on March Madness. Didn't we used to talk about that in years past? You had
never done a bracket in my life.
Really? All right. So are we going to... We don't pay much attention to sports here anyway. I just thought I have no basketball knowledge. And the ladies have a little. So if you, by the way, I do see here in this overview, if you put together a perfect bracket, you will be 1 in 130 billion. Your chances of having a perfect bracket for March Madness, 1 in 130 billion. So you're much better off to buy a lottery ticket in terms of...
Well, and to have a perfect bracket, not only do you have to have every single, you know, correct winner, but when you get to the championship, you also have to say what the score is.
Really? You have to predict the score?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, okay.
Whenever you do it for money, that's how they can, like, figure out if there's if there happens to be a tie. Mm-hmm. You can usually get the tiebreaker, whoever's closest to the correct score.
Do you agree that Usher should have been declared the best entertainer at the NAACP Image Awards? Usher was the Entertainer of the Year, and The Color Purple won the best.
Well, I think
film.
Usher had a pretty big year because he played the Super Bowl, and he also had the Vegas residency, which was pretty successful.
Yeah, is he entertaining? I don't know that much about him, frankly.
Oh, he's fun in concert. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
All right.
I mean, he put on roller skates and, like, sang, and...
Roller
and if you were watching the Super Bowl halftime show, there was a certain point where they were jumping so hard, the whole group, it looked like the stage was about to break underneath their feet. He did a great job at that halftime show.
All right, and the other sports item, after watching Ted Lasso on the plane coming out here on Friday, there's the new Women's Soccer League kicks off. So we had, is it FIFA? What's the name of the... Of the soccer league.
FIFA.
Are there men and women both, or is this something, the soccer, I thought the men were the only ones. See, well, now I've stuck my foot in my mouth because I don't know what the answer is. Okay, well, fortunately for all of us, we're out of time. It's 48 past the hour.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and it's perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No secrets here. It's Car Talk, our brand of it, with the man who is on the inside of almost every breaking automotive story. Maybe I should say, not say almost, every single one of them. Nick Miles is here. Our AutoExpert.com is his website. So we have car news. He's actually at the Audi. You're at the Audi plant, right?
Yeah, headquarters in Ingolstadt, Germany.
All right. So what goes on there? You were trying to send us some email and stuff, and you can't get out. You said that it's fairly typical of the car companies to keep, maybe it makes sense, to keep you from spilling the beans before they want the beans spilled on new car models.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, as soon as you get inside, you know, it's a concrete bunker, and then you connect to their Wi-Fi through their security. But you have to agree, you know, to give your firstborn child away if you should break any secrets.
Okay, so what secret do you want to break for us there, Nick?
There's going to be a new Audi sometime today. They're going to show us this evening the new all electric Audis, and we're going to get to spill all the beans sometime tonight about how they're making advancements in electric vehicles.
Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, the problems that we all have are very regionally based. You know, in Europe, it's much easier for them. They have less distances to travel and they have less problems with electric vehicles. In the United States, it doesn't always fit so well because we're the same size as the whole of Europe in the United States. And unfortunately, there isn't electric lines across the country and it doesn't work so well for us. But, you know, the government are trying to impose their ideas and their thoughts on us. So in Europe, it might work. It doesn't work so well in America.
Well, but they count on the American market, all these manufacturers, in order to make a profit, right? Without the American market, they got a problem.
Yeah, I know 45% of a lot of these European brand sales come from the stateside. And so we're an integral part. But a lot of the times they're saying now, a lot of people are backing off. You know, BMW saying they're not getting rid of the V8 engine at all. They're going to keep it. There's a sort of reversal when you start to impose on free will and you realize that free will is not the same everywhere where you live in the world, then people will bend their ideas back to making sure that they take care of America. Because we make up such a huge part of what they do.
All right, so here's something for you to keep in mind, moderately political. I noticed over the weekend that the Biden administration set major gas crackdown, the internal combustion engine. There are a lot of people who, you know, maybe like Joe Biden, but they don't like electric vehicles. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. With regard to control, it should be up to you to pick out the car, there I am in New England, the car that you want, rather than have the government tell you what cars are going to be available. And that's kind of the direction that the Biden folks are headed in. They seem, they're the loyalists, if you will, the people that worship at the throne of electric cars and electric everything. Don't want to have, you can't cook with your gas burner anymore in your house because they say so. And so here we go. It's becoming, I don't know, I think it's just damn dangerous, frankly.
I think one of the things, Doug, is we have to do is find things that work just as well. That don't take away what we need to do. I need to do certain things in my life, and don't take things away from me because you don't like the way they work. I think that's the result.
This is the result of something. Hertz fired their CEO over the weekend because he had bet on electric cars, and people don't want to rent them because they don't know how far they can get with them. So they're sitting on the lots. This guy spent $1 billion buying electric cars over the last 2 years, this is a guy who came from Goldman Sachs. He's a big time, bean counter, money manager sort of a guy, and now they threw him out because the Hertz Global Holdings people are not responding to renting those things because they don't trust them. So
absolutely. I wonder if he'll end up at Tesla next week.
So in China, Trump said something over the weekend about China building a bunch of car manufacturing plants in Mexico. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you'll find out that there's four major brands that are actually producing American cars in China, including Lincoln and Volvo.
But it sounded like Chinese cars being made in Mexico for the American market.
Yep. They should be. They will be. They will be. You'll start to see it happening.
Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, here on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.